It is BSB Extra on Sky Sports Radio, repeating for Rosehill on Saturday, 7 in the Silver Slipper and 9 in the Hobartville. The big group one at Flemington's, the Black Caviar Lightning, and Spieth is in the race for Bryce Hayes. Morning to you, Bryce.
Morning, Andrew. Nice to be talking to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Glenn Munsey's with us as well. The horse arrived safe and sound this morning?
Yeah, no, he arrived there early this morning and seems to have settled in at these early stages and hit straight in the feed bin, so that's always a positive.
I guess the positive is that he's been down there before and hopefully he sort of knows the surrounds now.
Yeah, he's had a number of trips down there, Andrew, even before he raced. He had a little stint down at Flemington and, you know, coincidentally it's worked out and, you know, he's been in the same box every time, so he's pretty accustomed to what's about to unfold in the next few days.
Mate, it seems as though to a lot of people this is a horse that's burst on the scene, but you've had a rap on this horse since day one. You've purposely basically thrown him in the deep end all through his career, and, you know, your opinion of him is now being vindicated.
Yeah, I suppose to a degree, Glenn. I mean, he's exposed at the top level now, so, you know, there's no hiding. He's got to perform. But, look, I think I obviously he's one of the first horses I purchased before I started training. So a little bit difficult, and I've learned a lot, and the horse has taught me a lot over the last sort of 12 months. There was sort of two races in particular. That was a Caulfield Guineas Prelude, which he probably shouldn't have been in, and that was, and the other was the Arrowfield in the autumn. And, you know, that was through... you know, trying to manage the whole process. Owners involved in terms of the expectation level. They've got a horse that's shown nice ability and where it possibly should be, but sort of came a fork in the road after that Arrowfield run where sort of had to take stock and had to program him towards getting to where I thought he could get to.
Saturday's field's yet to come out, but I can tell you Fell Swoop won't be there. It's going to wait for the Oakley plate, but Terra Vista, Flying Artie, Star Turn, Heavily, Cepedo's first up. I mean, this is one of... I mean, I know what he did in the spring in that race to run second, but this is an extremely strong race, Bryce.
Got to go up a cog, Andrew, and he's been programmed all along with the expectation level that this would be his preparation. And from his standpoint and where he sits, you know, we're trying to make him a commercial stallion, and he's really got to really be the real deal and have the opportunity to be the real deal.
Yeah.
And you know, for a long time we've programmed him into the Tats Lightning at Randwick. I'm confident that he would obviously run well in the Daly, and that would vindicate giving him a preparation to try and win a Lightning and possibly a Newmarket. And I can assure you, you know, any prospective stallion purchaser, owner, and every colt and stud farm wants the Lightning Stakes in their CV as a colt standing at stud.
Mm. Sounds like he's just done everything you want.
Oh, look, there's, you know, as I said, he's got to go up a cog. There's no doubting that.
But in the preparation, you've been pleased.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we sort of haven't tried to overcomplicate things. The last two preparations have been highly successful. It's really now over to Hugh. I mean, you need an economical run in any sort of race, but in 1,000 metres of this a race of this nature, it's really over to Hugh to be able to, which we come to expect from Hugh because of his excellence in terms of positioning the horse and being able to give him his opportunity to win the race. And if he's given his opportunity to win the race, then we'll really see if he is up to these.
Well, we can't wait for it on Saturday. As I say, the final field's out in about an hour's time, but we're probably looking at around 10 to 11 runners there and down that famous Flemington straight. Good luck to you, Bryce.
Appreciate it, Andrew. Hope everyone finds a winner.